This leads us to another theological point, and that is the issue of good omens. Good omens. Positive omens. And this one phrase shows us what does it mean to have a good omen. Our Prophet ﷺ said that there's no such thing as superstitions, as bad omens. لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة. All of these bad omens, like in our world, bad omens are like Friday the 13th, or a black cat, or breaking glass, or an upside down horseshoe, or all of these things, you know. And then good omens are four leaf clover. All of these things that our culture is familiar with, and of course every culture has these types of things. So the Prophet ﷺ said all of these things don't exist. لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة. They don't even exist. And in one hadith, he said, "الطيرة شرك." That believing in omens is a type of shirk. If you believe a black cat is going to harm you if it crosses your path, you have some serious theological issues, really, you know. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "This is all shirk. There's nothing like this." Then he said, "ولكن يعجبني الفأل." But I like positive optimism. I like good omens. So they asked him, "What do you mean by al-fa'al?" Al-fa'al is the Arabic term. What do you mean by al-fa'al? He says, a good word or a good phrase that somebody hears. This hadith is in Bukhari. Now, what does this mean? So let's give an example that is easier or clearer to understand. A good omen is to read in, there's two conditions. Number one, a positive sign, a positive message. Number two, that is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If these two conditions are met, then a good omen is recommended. And it is something that is a part of our religion. And a good omen is nothing other than being optimistic in Allah. That's really what it is. A good omen is being optimistic in Allah. And an example of a good omen that perhaps our culture will understand, and I can assure you this example has never been found in any book of fiqh, because this is a culturally relevant example. If one of us is making dua on a cloudy day, and we're making dua, then we open our eyes and we look out the window and we see a beautiful rainbow. If we say, this is a sign from Allah that I should cheer up and that my dua will be answered, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's good. The Prophet said, I like al-fa'al, yu'jibuni al-fa'al. Why is there nothing wrong with that? Because shouldn't we already be thinking that Allah will give us what we want? Optimism and iman, correct? So anything that boosts that optimism, anything, is something that is ja'iz. It is mustahab, in fact. You should always be optimistic, right? So anything that you read as a sign, as a positive sign, right? Suppose it was cloudy, you make dua and the sun comes. So the sun is a type of brightness. So your heart always feels, you know, happier when you see the sun after a cloudy day. It's like your heart goes up. If you say, oh, this is a sign that my problems will diminish like the clouds, and the help of Allah like the sun will come in upon me, no problem. It's okay. In fact, it's good. يُعْجِبُنِي الْفَعْلِ. And one of the examples of the seerah of the Prophet is exactly here. Suhail comes from the root that means to make things easy. And when Suhail came, the Prophet ﷺ said, Suhail has come, Allah has sahula. Allah has made things easy for you. So he derived a positive omen that khalas, this is good news now. That Suhail is coming and our matters will be made easy for us. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. That when Suhail came, finally the impasse was broken, right? The multi-days keep on going, finally it is broken. And there are so many other things that are said. One of the examples that one of the Sahaba gave. So there's a name in Arabic called Wajid. And Wajid means Wajada, the one who finds. So one of the Sahaba said, imagine you lost or you lose something and you're trying to find it. Then somebody calls out to his friend, Ya Wajid, Ya Wajid. And you hear that and you take this as a good sign, I will be the Wajid. Does that make sense to you? I will find what I want to find. Because Wajid linguistically means the one who finds. And somebody's calling his friend who's called Wajid, oh, hey Wajid, come here. And then the man who's trying to find something, a lost item, he says, this is a sign from Allah, I'm going to be the wajid now, I will find my thing. This is an example. Again, in our culture, I give you some other examples. My point being, whatever you read in a positive sign, that Allah is sending a positive sign to me, that inshallah my problems will be solved, inshallah my dua will be answered, inshallah my sickness will be cured, whatever positive sign. Two conditions. Number one is positive. There is no such thing as negative. So if you're making dua and then there's a thunder, don't think that this is a sign that Allah has rejected my dua. Doesn't work that way. Okay? There's no opposite. Okay? And then of course the second sign or the second condition, you must link it to Allah. And this is one of the biggest problems of all of our bad luck things that we have. It's not even linked to Allah Azza wa Jal. Bad luck from a cat crossing your path? Come on. I mean, how foolish is this, right? Where is that coming from? So, only positive and then linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.